Welcome, everyone, to another edition of our Cannabis Community Chat, and a very interesting chat today because we're talking with someone who's not in the cannabis community. My guest today is Heather Wade. She is the host and executive producer of Midnight in the Desert. You can find it at midnightinthedesert.com. And Heather, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Russ. It's a pleasure.
So for our listeners that may not know what Midnight in the Desert is, tell us briefly about your program.
Well, you know, you're right. I'm not in the marijuana community, the marijuana media community, but the marijuana media community and everybody else may be interested in what I talk about every night. We talk about the unexplained. If anybody out there has ever listened to Art Bell, well, he passed on to me what he used to do. So we talk about extraterrestrial life. We talk about what's going on in space. What's going on in the latest in science? We also talk about Bigfoot, ghosts, anything in the realm of the unexplained. That is my territory.
All right. Well, we know that, as far as we know, aliens and Bigfoot aren't using cannabis. So what made you want to talk about cannabis? And for the folks that don't know, I was a guest on Heather's show a couple weeks back, and we did the entire, 3.5 hours speaking about nothing but cannabis. So what inspired you to want to take on cannabis for an entire episode?
Well, because, look, I think that cannabis, everybody's looking around, what is the next big thing? What is the next big thing coming up? And I believe that that is cannabis. You know, this has been building up for a few decades now, and it's becoming more and more ubiquitous, and more the people understand the benefits of cannabis. Of course, our governments seem to be way out of touch with that. And my audience, I believe, is absolutely in touch with that. When Art was hosting, we did a show on legal marijuana in Colorado, and the response to it was just unbelievable. And so I thought, you know, we after the election, after November 8th, we got, you know, a whole nother, you know, I guess, plate of marijuana laws, and I figured it was time to talk about it again.
And how was the reaction this time? Were you surprised by how your audience, you know, used to listening to stories of the paranormal and ghosts and such, would respond to an extended discussion on cannabis?
Well, actually, I went out on a limb. Gosh, I don't remember now how long it was before you were on. Not too long. Maybe it was about a month or so. We do open lines also in the same tradition as Art Bell. And I decided one night, just, I don't even know why, it just occurred to me, you know, I'm going to do an open lines just on marijuana. And it was incredible because what it ended up turning into was everybody calling in to tell me about how their lives had been changed by using marijuana. And then me and my producer, Michelle, were talking, and I said, you know what, wouldn't it be interesting to get someone who really does know about all the new laws that are coming in, who really is sort of plugged into the cannabis community, get them on. I'm not an expert in this. I'm happy to talk about it. My audience is clearly happy to talk about it and listen to it, but I wanted someone with an expertise in the subject, in the matter, to come on the program and give us some more information, and you were able to do that, Russ. And the response to you coming on was just unbelievable, really. People were telling me things like, oh, it's about time. Listen to this guy, really knows what he's talking about. I posed several arguments to you, the standard arguments that were all given against marijuana use, and you were able to refute every single one of them. And I think the response was just glowing over the subject matter, over you talking about the subject matter. And people were, the word I heard the most often, Russ, was refreshing. Boy, isn't this a breath of fresh air? Isn't this refreshing? We can have a rational discussion about marijuana and cannabis and what it offers the people. Because let's face it, the feds are out of touch on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was concerned when I got the invitation. I was worried that maybe some of your listeners would be like, oh, my God, here we go. Talking about drugs, all about getting druggies and trying to promote getting high. I mean, did you get any negative feedback?
I think one or two, but I never let that deter me. You know, one of my favorite speakers of all time was Terrence McKenna. And look, everybody knows who he was and what he was about and what he did. And Terrence McKenna was a frequent guest with Art Bell, and so is his brother Dennis McKenna, Dr. McKenna. And we've sort of touched on this subject here and there, but we've never really dived in. It's like we've been dipping our toe into the water, and I thought, just let's go ahead and dive in.
Well, it was great speaking to you too, because it seemed like you had a basic understanding of, you know, the injustice and the insanity of marijuana prohibition. But as we were discussing the topic, was there anything that shocked or surprised you that maybe like, wow, people should know more about this?
Well, you know, that was the entire subject. What really got me was the areas where marijuana is legal. You know, the sky hasn't fallen. The world there in those places has not ended. And isn't that what we were told was going to happen? Weren't little six-year-olds going to be out there rolling joints in the park? I don't see that happening in the states where marijuana has become legal. You know, it was also, I think you were surprising, because, man, you were just loaded with facts, loaded with so much information. And like I said, I think my listeners were surprised that, well, you had something to say about every single marijuana argument against it. And, you know, you presented so much good information on it that they were so well informed. That was another word that I kept hearing over and over again was, wow, very informative, a lot of good information. You know, when it comes to shocking, you know what shocks me is the price people pay. The price people pay under this horrible system of prohibition.
Yeah, in a couple of different ways, not just the price they pay in the legal system or for their families and their freedom, but the actual literal price of weed.
It's well, expensive. There is that too. Yes. Yes.
And it's that cost that is leading to all the problems, because and then there's a profit motive to commit crimes, and we get this whole terrible system that's in place that kind of feeds upon itself. And I thought it was exciting to be able to talk to your audience as well, because from my perspective, you know, I'm always talking to an audience that's really well informed on these issues. And so I'm always, you know, what angle can I find that's new and interesting to be able to talk for 3.5 hours and say things that I've said, you know, 1,000 times on my show, but to get to have them heard by fresh ears on your show was truly remarkable. I really, really enjoyed that. So as you move forward with Midnight in the Desert, first of all, for those listening who are thinking, I didn't know Russ was on this show, where can I find an archive? Is there an archive available?
Oh, there sure is. We have an archive of all the shows that we've done so far. I believe that would be 2 years worth of archives now, which does include all the shows that Art did while he was hosting the program, which are pretty interesting. I remember once we even had a guy on who ate a light bulb on the air. But the show you did, yes. If a person were to go to midnightinthedesert.com and click on a post that says how to listen and sign up, there's a way to subscribe to our archive. And that's what keeps us on the air, Russ. That's why I was able to have that conversation with you about marijuana. We fund ourselves. There's no big corporation over us telling us what to do. So it's subscribers out there, subscribers to our program that keep us on the air.
So Heather, for our listeners out there that might want to pick up the show live, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, well, it's very, very easy. You just go to midnightinthedesert.com, and right there up at the top of the page, there's a link. It says Listen Live. Anybody can click on that Monday through Friday from 9 to 1 p.m. Pacific or 1 a.m. Pacific time, and just click on the link to listen live on just about any internet-connected device.
All right. We appreciate what you're doing at Midnight in the Desert, and I hope to join you again sometime for another discussion. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, boy, I sure hope so, because this is going to continue to develop. And as soon as we get into a situation where the feds can't avoid this subject anymore, oh, we're going to need you, Russ.
Well, thank you so much. Heather Wade from Midnight in the Desert. Check out midnightinthedesert.com, and again, we'll talk to you soon.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.